juxtapose, to compare and contrast two concepts while on the roam in Jacksonville, Florida.
You're caught in a mix. Welcome to Juxtapose, presented by Mix Theory Studios.
This show is called Juxtapose. We're here to ask you, are you a native?
First coast of the new world where distant travelers first roam, to the bold city of the south where only locals considered it home. As we enter the new shift, new people travel at will to migrate to a place they call home, Jacksonville.
This show is called Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Keisha.
And we'll be
your host to the city. Drop in for a well-contested conversation where we're going to focus on urban development and gentrification of disenfranchised community. You're logged in with Keisha
and Josh
for another episode of Juxtapose.
Welcome to the mix.
Mix Theory Studios supports the city's bicentennial events happening on June 11, 2022. If you are an artist or just interested in learning more, stay tuned at the end of this episode for an important and related announcement.
Lack of urban development and gentrification are not new issues, nor are they isolated situations.
And with that, we'd like to introduce our guests, Natalie and Aaron Leedy. Aaron, a psychology professor at UNF, a transplant of Jacksonville.
And Natalie, who's born in Milwaukee, but has been around Jax long enough to be considered a native.
I'm a Navy brat. So I was born in Tacoma, Washington, but then my dad moved all over. So we moved to California, New York, Italy, D.C., and then we eventually ended up here when I was in like fifth grade. I mean, this is home.
Technically, I was born in Milwaukee and moved here as an infant, but I've lived here all of my life. There's certain pockets where it's definitely got their own identity, and it may be hard for outsiders to come in possibly, but I think I know a lot of different people who've transplanted from other places, and they somehow find their little niche, you know, and can find a community here that's enjoyable for them too.
Jacksonville gets a bad rap, especially from natives. Like, you know, you'll talk to people that grew up here and like, oh, I can't wait to get out of Jacksonville. Well, I've been all over. Jacksonville's amazing. You've got the nature, you've got the river, you've got the beach, you've got trails and things like that. You've got a vibrant city down here that's only growing. For me, it's a perfect balance. So we like to go everywhere in Jacksonville, but we are really biased towards this downtown urban area. There's so much more to experience here. And we made a conscious decision that we wanted to raise our family in an area with lots of diversity and things to expose our kids to more than just what you could get if you lived in the suburbs. Not to trash the suburbs at all, but we really enjoy how much there's to experience, you know, coming to get brunch and having a podcast happening upstairs. How wonderful is that?
I think it's really exciting if the things pull through, you know, if it works out. But I know that we've got a lot of new businesses developing downtown, and I think that density is really important for developing a cultural hub here.
No, I mean, I absolutely agree. We need to increase the density downtown. The pandemic has shown that doing it with a workforce may not be all that sustainable now that more people are able to work from home. So I agree with increasing the living opportunities downtown. Of course, I mean, we see this in our community. You're seeing on the east side, gentrification is a major problem as well. You have to find a way to integrate revitalizing an area without pushing people out of their homes. So I'm a big fan of it, but it has to be done intelligently.
According to thejacksonmag.com, gentrification is described as an influx of money being invested into an area, raising both the property value and property tax. This often comes with the price of higher cost of living, which can force residents out of their community if they cannot keep up with the rising prices. Springfield and Brooklyn are two Jacksonville neighborhoods that have seen the highest rates of gentrification and community displacement over the past 20 years. Personally, I don't have much experience with gentrification, but I know that consistently, myself included, and many of my friends have a really hard time finding affordable places to live, whether it's an apartment or a rental home.
Right. So in about 2021, Jacksonville was ranked as one of the best places to buy rental property. A lot of real estate investors come in looking for cash flow and equity so they can grow over long-term benefits. But, you know, it seems like the rent is going up. Like, my rent went up, and it's supposed to go up $300.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And not only that, like, other people's rent going up in the surrounding areas. And I know there's some good jobs here, but...
Yeah, rent's going up, but wages are not going up at the same rate.
Exactly.
Additionally, I'm not a big fan of, I mean, the last 5 years, we've seen several buildings knocked down, you know, where you guys are located. One of your producers was telling me you still have the plywood up from when they destroyed that mid-century modern adjunct building that they had, the annex building. And so, I mean, it was a beautiful building and things could have been done with it. And now it's sat empty as a lot for 3 years. I'm not the one to make the decisions, but there definitely has to be a lot of thought because it is a very complex situation.
When you think about it, urban development doesn't mean brand new everything. when you have the option of repurposing and revitalizing historic buildings that take up space and opportunity.
That's actually really interesting because Jacksonville is a place that allows a lot of investments from outside of the community, where St. Augustine, which is the exact opposite, they really don't let a whole lot of outside businesses and corporations invest a lot into their property, both commercial and their residential real estate. It's very tight-knit community there, especially with the real estate.
Yeah, that's definitely something I think they call withentrification. It refers to like the community building the neighborhood. The people that's already in the neighborhood, they're making use of the neighborhood, so they keep the money in the neighborhood, so they don't have to jack the prices up sky high.
Right.
So maybe Jacksonville needs to work on some withentrification.
Exactly.
Jacksonville, Florida was founded in 1822, and it's time to celebrate the city's bicentennial birthday. 200 years of business, art, education, and industry are coming to the forefront, celebrating history and pushing forward. The Jacksonville Historical Society and community are banding together to host programs, events, promoting local talent and businesses just for this occasion. If you're an artist who would like to get involved in some of the art events happening on June 11th, reach out to Ron Episcopo at 954-857-4831 or the Art Center Cooperative at tacjacksonville.org.
Next week, we will have the pleasure of speaking with Cindy Cadwell, a transplant from Miami that just celebrated 1 year since moving to Jacksonville. She discusses the current state of Florida's education system and the impacts that the pandemic has had on both children and teachers.
Once again, we'd like to thank our interviewees, Natalie and Aaron Leedy, for joining us at the Brunch and Boogie at the Ruby Beach Brewing. And to you for continually to listen to and support Jaxtapose, an MTS original podcast.
What's your story? Is Jacksonville your home? Or have you been drawn to Duval for the possibilities unknown? As a native or a transplant, what does River City mean to you? Maybe you'll catch us next time to share your local view.
We also want to thank our production team, Dante Belton,
Vince Locke,
Lakeisha Willis, and Josh Cuellar.
And our creative director, Shannon Vivar, our in-house producers, Punch Boy, and DJ PM with DJ Cap on the mic.
Check out mtsjax.fm for transcripts and sources of statistics mentioned in this episode. If you like what you've been listening to, consider donating to buymeacoffee.com/jaxopposeteam.